Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog right here today on Stephen on MSL Radio. Casey Wallach is not on yet. She will be on in a few minutes. Remember, you can call in 646-716-8715. Want to talk to me? Want to talk to Casey when she comes on? You can tweet me out at Writing Fanatic 2. Tweet Casey at Casey Wallach. And you can tweet the show at 305 for some life. So I want to begin the show today. A little breaking news. Fox Sports has reported that former Notre Dame quarterback Everett Golston will transfer to Florida State University. He will be a Seminole come this fall semester. I think it's ironic that he's going to Florida State, because this past college football season, Everett Golston was a Notre Dame Fighting Irish playing in Tallahassee, already upset the number one team in the country, and they almost did it too. Oh, here's Casey. Good, have Casey on.
Hey, Steven.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
That's good. Hey, everyone, this is Casey Wallach. This is our new co-host for Stephen Sports Vlog. I want to welcome her on the show. I was just talking a little bit about Everett Golston from Notre Dame going to Florida State.
Yeah, that's definitely a big change.
Yeah, it is. I find it ironic because I was never watching Everett Golston at Notre Dame playing Florida State, and they were just so close to beating Florida State. But a flag wiped away a touchdown that could have won the game for them, and they wound up losing to Florida State. But, yeah, I just wanted to let the fans know. Everett Golston, transferring to Florida State University, I see that he will most likely be a starter next college football season. So, I know that Casey's on. I know she wanted to talk a little bit about the Eastern Conference Finals games. You want to touch up on that?
You want to start with the Western Conference Finals game, since that's tonight?
Right. I keep thinking that the Eastern's tonight. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I know. I would have thought it would have been too, but the way the scheduling works, they're giving the Rockets a little less rest, but.
Yeah, really.
But
Western.
Okay. From the regular season, the Warriors have beat the Rockets all four times they played this season. And the Rockets their defense has been, you know, fairly inconsistent throughout the playoffs. And and they've also been outscored by, 11 points per 100 possessions in the playoffs and allowed 117.9 points per 100 possessions. And when you're going against such a aggressive team like the Warriors, who have so much talent and depth, that can be a big factor.
Right, and I find it interesting. This is going to be an interesting series because we have the top two players from the NBA voting, MVP voting, I should say. We have Steph Curry, who ended up winning the MVP, and then on the other side of him, we got James Harden, who came close second. So it's definitely going to be a good series. How do you see game one playing out, though?
Well, I think, because, Memphis is game is kind of, it's a lot of post-up, it's not really current type game, so now the Warriors kind of got to get out of that mentality and back into, the more aggressive and mentality that the, Rockets have. So I think, I'm going Warriors on this one, and especially because it's such a huge home court advantage at Oracle. But I think also because of the lack of rest for the Rockets, that I think this one probably would go to the Warriors.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I agree with that for two reasons. One, I agree with you that the Rockets have barely any time to rest. I think they played on Sunday, now they're playing again 2 days later. Wasn't much practice, especially getting ready for a Warriors team that just dominates every opponent that they've played thus far this season. And also, I'm always one to give it to the home team. So, since the game is in Oakland, I got to give it to the Warriors for tonight. But as far as the whole series goes, how many games – who do you think is going to win, and how many games do you think it will take for the said team to win?
I just think the Warriors are so strong. I mean, I would give the Rockets, you know, one, maybe two games, you know, possibly, you know, their first, you know, one of their games at home in Houston. I just think because, you know, it's a lack of rest and just coming off of, you know, all they had to do to beat the Clippers, like winning those last three games, you know, can take a lot out of you. Because, I mean, look what, you know, you saw happen to the Clippers. You know, they had that tremendous series against the Spurs, which was so much, you know, effort required. And so because of that, I'm going to – if I had to bet, I would probably say Warriors in five. You never know what's going to happen with Houston, though.
Yeah, that's true. Rockets have won three straight playoff games. Of course, the Clippers giving up their 3-1 series lead and a 19-point fourth-quarter lead at home to the Rockets to blow their series. I was watching The Herd this morning. I don't know if you know what The Herd is. It's ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
Colin Cowherd. I was watching that this morning, and he was saying basically what you're saying, that it's going to be Warriors in five. He says he wants a sweep. He wants to sweep the Warriors to sweep the Rockets, but he says out of the kindness of his heart, he gives the Rockets one game. I was like, wow. I don't know how I feel about that, because I do feel like the Rockets will probably win at least two games. Maybe two, maybe one, maybe who knows. Maybe we can go to a game seven with this one. But I agree with you, and I agree with Colin. Warriors win the series. Warriors are the Western Conference champions.
So that's the Western Conference. Another game one tonight on ESPN. Rockets at the Warriors.
Moving over to the other side of this NBA playoffs, the other final two, got the Eastern Conference, Atlanta and Cleveland. Now, I'm not surprised. Top two teams in the East. Are you, Casey? Are you surprised that these are the top these teams?
Could have gone either way with the Hawks and the Wizards, because, you know, if Pierce's shot had counted at the end of that game, you know, and they had gone to overtime, you know, we could be talking about the Wizards right now. I thought that was a real well-thought series between those two teams. You know, it still kind of surprises me that the Hawks are the number one team in the East. And seeing that they struggled with Brooklyn, you know, in their first series, and I know the Cavs, you know, are down guys, but Kyrie seems to be ready to go, and it's just Cleveland just is so dominant, and yet even if LeBron's not playing, like, you know, super efficiently, with the exception of the one, I think it was game four, maybe, where he just went off against the Bulls. And sorry about that. I like the Cavs in this. It's this whole thing with the Hawks that they just don't. They don't see them as a power team, like, just by looking at them. You know, like, they don't have that, I don't want to say swagger, but just that thing that makes, you know, you really like them. Again, anything can happen. And, but I just, you know, I think, you know, the Cavs have gotten more rest, which they definitely needed. And seeing it's a game one to home for Atlanta, I mean, I think you could toss it out. I think it's going to be close. I mean, I would, but at the same time, Atlanta's fans really don't show up.
Which, that's true.
You know, takes away from that home court advantage. So, I mean, it depends on, you know, I think a lot depends on how ready to go Kyrie Irving is. Because, you know, he's a huge deal for the Cavs, and, you know, and how the other players play. I mean, the ironic thing was that Dellavedova was the best player in the last game that they played against the Bulls, which, you know, most people never thought they would, you know, say that.
Right. But, I definitely agree that the Hawks don't really, I don't think they're the number one team. The only reason they got the number one seed because, basically because what they did after the All-Star break, before the All-Star break, I should say, they won like 19-20 before losing, no, they won 19 straight, and then they lost to the Pelicans and New Orleans to end the
right.
All-Star, to end the first half of the season. And that's the only reason they're basically in the number one spot. If they had won the 19 straight games, because they slacked the second half, the Cavs would be number one, Cavs would host game one. But, unfortunately, that's not how life works.
Yeah.
So, game one is in Atlanta tonight. Not tonight, tomorrow night. Can't remember that. I do give it to the Hawks, just because, again, home court advantage, whatever. But I do see the I see the Cavs winning about six games.
Yeah, I would say probably six games. I don't see this one necessarily going to seven games. I just think the matchup favors the Cavs. More so than the Hawks.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. I see the Cavs taking two in Atlanta and then the other two in Cleveland with game one being to the Hawks, and then that's it for them. That's how I see it happening.
Okay.
But so we both – I'm glad we can agree that both the Warriors and the Cavs are both our team to go into the finals. But now can we agree on who will – win the finals? That's the question. Who do you have winning the finals? Warriors against the Cavs.
I'm going to go Warriors.
How many games?
I think that'll go six, if not seven. I mean, I feel pretty strongly that it could go seven.
Yeah, I got to blame you there. You got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson against LeBron, Kyrie and J.R. Smith. Too bad there's no Kevin Love in the mix, but they really don't need him anyway. He wasn't that big a factor throughout the season, except maybe one game where he shot 14 threes in the second half against the Detroit Pistons. Other than that, he wasn't that big of a player. He didn't do much for the Cavs this season, so they'll be fine without. But I do agree, six or seven, Warriors win, though, because Warriors. So that's it for NBA playoffs recap. We're going to go to a commercial break now, in case you want to stick around a little bit. Next up, we're going to talk the NBA draft lotteries tonight. We're going to preview that after this commercial. You're listening to Stephen Sports Blog here on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Ah. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ur, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Start spreading the
news. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ur at Stephen_Ur@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog, for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
I am Eric.
I'm back.
And joining me is Casey Wallach once again. Casey, it's great to have you here. I'm liking what I'm hearing so far as your analysis. You are really smart, I'm telling you. Especially when it comes to sports, and I like that.
Our first show always has a little bit of hiccups at the beginning. And
oh, yeah, that's going to happen. I remember when I first started my radio career, man, I struggled hard. But it's going to get better, I'm telling you. All right.
Well, I appreciate the kind words and everything. So you ready to talk the draft?
Yep, let's go. NBA draft lottery tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight. What time is that at? Is that 8 o'clock?
I think, obviously, remember, I'm Central Time. I thought it was, I think it's 7:30 my time, so we have 8:30. I'm just checking.
Oh, well, we have different times.
Yeah, 8:30
Eastern. Zone.
Yeah,
okay.
8:30 Eastern.
8:30.
And then right after that is the... Right after that's the Warriors-Rockets game on ESPN.
Weird. So I don't know much about the NBA draft lottery, but I'm going to assume that basically what they do with the lottery is they see who's going to get number one to number, like, I think they're like 30 NBA teams. Is that how it works?
It's 14 teams, you know, with the worst records. And they assign a certain amount of these ping pong balls, you know, like the Timberwolves would get the most, and then that would be followed by the Knicks with the second most, and basically out of these 1,000 ping pong balls, 14 are picked, I believe. And I wasn't exactly reading about the how they do all the ping pong balls necessarily, so I'm not 100% on that. But
all right.
And, basically, then they just draw them out, and I get, and that's, they do the, I'm sorry, the, okay, I'm trying to read something quick on it.
That's all right.
Basically, they, all right, how about let's do this so we don't dead space. Let's talk about some of the protected, because there's a couple picks to watch that are protected picks that could be have implications in the lottery. For instance, that the Lakers, the 76ers have a chance to get three picks in the first round, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So one is that it's if the Lakers traded their top five protected pick to the 76ers, and if the Lakers fall to six or seven and out of the top five, then it goes to 76ers. And according to what I read, there's a 17% chance that. And then in another case, the Miami Heat traded their top 10 protected pick to the 76ers. So if Utah, Indianapolis, Phoenix, or OKC jump the Heat in the lottery, then the Heat would lose that pick also.
Wow. So basically what I'm hearing is that the Timberwolves would get the number one pick?
Most likely, yeah. The Timberwolves have a 25% chance of getting the overall number one pick.
Wow. I thought it would be the Knicks because here in New York, all we hear about is how the Knicks, their season is a nightmare and everything else. I'm just thinking, okay, the Knicks will get the number one overall. Wow, some Timberwolves. Okay. So just whoever gets the number one pick, whoever it may be, who do you think the number one player is from the NCAA basketball perspective?
Probably Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I would think would go first.
I can react to that. I definitely see, no matter what, I see it. There's three possibilities of schools, whatever players, like, you know, we got Frank Kaminsky.
Hey, don't knock Wisconsin, buddy.
Right, Frank Kaminsky from Wisconsin. We have Jahlil Okafor from Duke. And we also have somebody from Kentucky. I forget his name. Anthony Barnes? No.
Well, Towns is from Kentucky. And let's see. Yeah, Okafor.
Hey, Steven, don't drop my call. Don't drop my call, Steven. Don't drop my call,
Andrew.
Again.
Yeah.
What's good, everybody? Casey and Steven. I'm a little bit late, but how's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. Just excited to hear the final 7 minutes of you guys' show.
We were just talking about the NBA draft lottery. She says that the Timberwolves are going to get number one overall pick. We're trying to figure out who they will take with that number one overall pick next month.
Where are their odds at?
25% chance.
Who's number one right now?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who?
No, I said, I thought they would pick Carl Anthony Towns, probably.
Well, who's number one, though? Like, who has the best odds right now?
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, so it is Minnesota. Well,
I thought it'd be the Knicks, but I don't know.
Well, just imagine if Minnesota, they got Kevin Garnett, I understand he's old, but he can still contribute. They got Andrew Wiggins, and if they get the number one pick again, wow. That team actually could build on something.
It could be the next Milwaukee Bucks. They won 15 games last season, and they made the playoffs this season.
You're right.
I see that again in Minnesota.
You're absolutely right.
See that
just need to find
Minnesota.
A Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
They just need to find a Jason Kidd as the head coach.
So, projected that the Timberwolves do get the number one overall pick, I see the Knicks getting number two. Now, who do you guys think is going to – who the Knicks will take? Who do you think is that?
I would guess probably Okafor, just, you know.
Yeah, Jahlil.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that. Probably the next best option is D'Angelo Russell. But if you want a big guy, then you got to go Okafor.
Well, let me ask y'all this. What do y'all think about the hypothetical theory of the Knicks to draft Jahlil Okafor? They already have Carmelo Anthony, and Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James have always wanted to play together. So let's say LeBron James opts out of his contract, and they form a big three of LeBron, Carmelo, and Jaleel.
That would definitely be interesting.
Probably something like what LeBron did with the Cavs, because when Kyrie was in Cleveland without LeBron, the Cavs lost 27 games in a row. So now, you know, the Knicks in their nightmare season, that could probably happen. I see it, same thing happening with the Knicks if LeBron does opt out and go to New York, join Carmelo and Jahlil Okafor.
I would be a Knicks fan then. Bandwagon.
I'm still holding out hope he comes back to Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Man, that's the only one.
Don't hold your breath, Miss Wallace.
You're not the only one, Wallace, Casey.
Because I ask every Heat fan this when I meet a new Heat fan. When the news came out, when LeBron announced that he was going back to Cleveland, what was your reaction to all of that?
I think I was driving at the time, and I started. I was listening to Levitard at the time, and you know they are. And I just started. I don't know. I was, like, just in shock. Like, I didn't believe it was true. Like, I went, like, you know, quick on my phone and looking on the internet, like, and it was disbelief, like, and that's, like, the initial reaction. It's, like, you know, it's almost like you go through, I don't want to compare to this, but, like, stages of grief. Like, you go through, like, denial and then anger and...
Which is funny because I'm not going to lie. When the news came out of LeBron going back to Cleveland, like, I know how you feel a little bit because I was heartbroken. So I know how you felt. Like, no lie.
I love that team. You know, I love that big three. And it's just, you know, the way it came out was just like, you know, it's like kind of a slap in the face. And, I mean, you know.
Yeah. That's how LeBron is, though. LeBron is all about LeBron. It's just about LeBron. It's just about Cleveland. No, what's funny to me is that one minute it's about Akron. Next minute it's about Cleveland. Then next minute it's about the whole state of Ohio. And then it's about Cleveland again. Like, dude, can you make up what the hell you are representing? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But I ain't going to lie. Some Heat fans out there are so bad, like, they're actually making me start to root for Cleveland to win the NBA Finals. Because when LeBron got hurt, they were laughing and clapping and cheering. I'm like, why would you do that? That is absolutely horrible. Because at the end of the day, sports is something small, and he is a human being. Rooting for an injury, not the right thing to do. Let's get back to the last.
Definitely not. Yeah, I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank Casey for coming on. It's your first show. She did pretty good. I want to congratulate her.
Thank you, Steven.
You going to be on the show tomorrow, Casey?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We got Casey on my show tonight. Well, yeah, that's right. Check out the Andrew Powell show tonight. At from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern here on MSL Network. Him, Darren Williamson,
starring Casey Wallach.
And Casey Wallach will be on tonight as well. All right.
I just came on the show and ruined y'all's show. I'm absolutely
sorry. So remember, check out NBA Draft Lottery. Check out Game 1 of the West Conference Finals tonight. And you'll hear from us again tomorrow. I want to thank everybody for joining us. And we'll hear from you again. You guys, this has been Steven Sports Blog. We'll hear from you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Steven Sports Blog with Steven III, here only on MSL.